the gospel or the Bible, the text of this communion sermon is written in the gospel of Luke, according to Luke, on the 6th chapter, from verses 36 till 42. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall man give into your bosom. For with the same measure that he made withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the pin that is in thy own eye? Either how canst you say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thy eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. Amen. This text, this gospel, leads us to the speech of Jesus when he was teaching. We remember from the Gospel of according to Matt, the other person that is called the Prince of the Mountain, because Jesus was on the mountain when he was speaking there. This portion, about this part which I just read, was halt when they had returned from the mountain on the lower level. Both sermons start how a person can be called merciful. This is the way how Jesus gives the marks how the merciful to save people. Saved are those who have peace in mind. Saved are the one that are sad. They will be confirmed. They are saved are that have mercy on unto others, and they will have mercy on them too. This text is from the middle part of the Jesus speech. I remember the words will be are that people will remember from this part, that judge not and ye shall not be judged. These are the words that many people remember, but at the same time, it can be forgotten that the main part, the meaning of the Jesus sermon, is that how Jesus teaches to have mercy on unto others. Ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. In the Jesus speech, there are two advices: do not judge, and have mercy. There are two parables in this text, to which we discuss later, if so God's will. Judgment. and mercy. I also referred at the beginning this the one part is well known. Are you that this listener of the word of today? Have you heard these words? Don't judge. I dare to think that many of you have heard these words given by somebody, said by somebody. These words that are from the situation when there is a discussion about faith and life going on with your neighbor. The word "do not judge" can be used like a tool to hit when they argue about something. You usually say bad words if you want to hurt somebody, if you want to say something that it's against the word of God. Dear listeners, if it is understood wrongly, if it is said that cannot be judged, that means that we can advise each other on this journey. It is even necessary sometimes to advise in a stronger way. We discussed 1 year in these officer services with my older friend. That friend advised me as a father of family, as a priest and a speaker. He advised about to speak about the sin, what is it, what the sin is. To remind what the sin is, which is that to turn away from God, that the sin has always big consequences, but big consequences are if we as priests and speakers and fathers and mothers or the friends, believers, normal Christian, if we don't warn about the sin. We all remember you from the Old Testament, the priest Eli, that didn't care about the sinful life of his sons. May God protect us if somebody advises us we don't understand it as a strong word, as a negative word, we can pray as the songwriter says, God give us a sensitive mind to get to talk to other believer and to discuss about the faith to other people. But when the word of God comes towards us, the sinful and unbelieving person can then understand it is a judgment. But instead of that, we can ask that the word of God would go all the way into this soul and to invite to the kingdom of God. And I think many mothers and fathers will pray in that way for their children. God knows our lives. In the Revelation book, it was said to the angel, "You are not called or hot. whether you should, we wish you are either cold or hot. But you are neither of them, and then I would, we would think you are, we, I would like to leave you. It pays to love in truth. That everybody I will love, I will advise in truth, and repent, and give up on your sin. That has come to the world. That nobody that believes in him doesn't need to be in darkness. This in these services, many speakers have talked about the light and about this light. There were already some few words in the introduction words. But the speech of Jesus continues. And there, Jesus brings up the theme of judgment. This word that I have spoken judges him on the last day. So the word of God contains both law and gospel. Judgment. Only God has a right to judge. The law is preached to the sinful people for them to realize their own situation and would seek for help from the heavenly elder that can care and heal from that. The journey of the Christianity doesn't know the law, but we still need the judgment and then advices. And this word for us to advise and guide us on this living pathway, on the way that will lead us one day to the heavenly home. Sometimes in our lives, we have such situations when we feel that the hand of God is heavy on me, and when we are struggling, having trials, we might ask, why God punish me? Why the judgment of God is on me? These questions are familiar also to us as believers. When we are asking like that in our struggles, why God gives the light to that person that is struggling? Why God will give the light to those who are bitter? Why God would give the light to that man that is surrounded by God, who has lost his way? Dear brothers and sisters, 2 years ago, the first time the services were kept here in Keuruu, the warm day in July, on 19th of July, 2 years ago, we were getting ready to leave to the services from our cottages. the morning start crate. We were doing little things with our boys and being together with the family. And we were expecting to have the journey to our services. We were going to leave next morning with our motorhome, a camper. Suddenly everything changed. Our little son was taken away when he drowned into lake. Although this little boy that he fell down into the water, was able to drown from the water. The first aid was started, but there was nothing we were able to do. It was a shock, and we were sad. But we had so many questions: why that happened? Why God judged us in that way? Why? These why questions, I was able to discuss in one of the confirmation camp. Even in this confirmation camp, there was a question: why God lets that all happen? Why in my life these and that struggles happen in my life? Also, many of you that are listening to these words, the speeches, even you that are at the confirmation camp, listening through the radio, have the similar experience, the similar questions. Many why questions are not answered on this temporal life, but they will be answered in heaven. I dare to think, that we may never have those questions anymore in the heaven. Dear listeners of Word, brothers and sisters, you who in your life having struggles and trials, ask, is this a judgment of God? Already in the other portion, we heard that Jesus did not come to the world to judge, but to save us. Judgment will happen, but it will happen on the last day. That's how the gospel says to us. And also, we believe in that way. And we will confess in the same that soon, in that confession. We can, from the letter, from the pages of Bible, we can find the similar questions about when having struggles in life. In the Gospel of John, Jesus were asked, who has done the sin for which one man was born as blind? Jesus answers, this happened that the work of God would come through him. Another story were asked, are those people more sinful than the others? And Jesus answers, no. But Jesus advises everybody to be aware of our own life and sin. God led us many struggles in our lives. Sometimes when experience struggles, we don't have power to understand. When we are having the struggles, we can still trust on all good-willing God that would help us in our struggles. He gives power to us through the gospel. There were so many people that 2 years ago, so many people prayed for our family all the way to God. So many people came and were traveling on this journey with us. So many people, so many moments. In so many moments, the power of God was needed. And so many blessings hands were put on our heads. And so many blessings were warming up as our broken hearts. It is said in Bible about that the young man called Joseph that encountered many struggles in his life. Joseph wasn't able to see the blessing when he was having struggles. But the Bible tells us that the struggles in the life of Joseph happened that God was able to save many people through that. Also you, listener, a believer, that are having a lot of struggles, God also will help you in time. When you're having struggles, we can pray. Let's happen things that are according to your will, God. The help of God, the grace of God is here with us and is offered to you in this sermon. Also in our struggles, we can get power and strength from the gospel of God. The gospel is the power of God on our journey, and it pays to lean on that. We have also heard earlier how God speaks to us, and He appears to us in different way. But the knowledge is not enough. But the personal life of the faith is needed. You, dear listener, whether here in Keuruu or listening on radio or internet, have been pondering these questions and having struggles, and you are thinking, what is the meaning of this all? You can hear what the first letter of Peter says. You can throw your sorrows and trust on God. He will take care of you. In your quest, when having your questions of your life, you can turn to God and trust on His grace. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. You can believe all your sins forgiven. And now, when even having struggles, you are saved and you are happy. Happy in God and on the way to heaven. We have much more better things to wait for ahead of. And then Jesus also teaches to be merciful and to have mercy. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Jesus, even as an example, to set the love of God against, towards the sinful person, even to our enemies, that we should love our enemies. In other speech, Jesus teaches, if somebody slump on your face on the left side, turn the right life side again too. Protagonist, that the parable about the boy that lost his family, that shows us how the father loves, and he runs to that the child that was fallen into sin. He has mercy unto him, and on this mercy God advises through his word. In the house of the grace of God, there is enough mercy on us. Jesus refers and takes as an example the man seller. In these services, sins are forgiven through the grace of God. And when we are now going to bow to the table of communion services, we can remember that how Jesus teaches. If you remember that if a brother has something against you, we should leave the table and to ask for forgiveness from your brother, even in these services. The table of grace of God is set up for believers to strengthen our faith, and we can bow our knees on our knees there. Even with the bitter, there is no need to travel on pathway bitter. That's why you can believe here and now. All your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And this way, we can come to communion services, to Holy Supper, as a blessed. Time goes on, but Jesus also talks in our text with that parable. There is one for blinds and one for a brother. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall in the ditch? Through the grace of God, the person that has no grace of God, that the one is living through the grace of God is able to bring forward this word, but the one that doesn't lean on to to grace of God cannot do it. In the Rome, the gospel is the power of God that is proclaimed from faith to faith. First, your own eye needs to be free from being how this Bible tells. Take the garbage first from your own being before you be able to take it from your brother's eye. Malga means a barn. No, bark. In when Jesus teaches that this advice belongs also to blind, repent, by the called from me that is cleansed by fire, by white clothes and put them on. Then you don't need to be naked and to be ashamed, and buy lotion on your eye that has ear will be may hear. Amen. Can I also believe all my temptation and doubts forgiven? I have desire to believe in this way with the congregation of God.